Inside on Business to News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 14 minutes now before the top of the hour. Top of the hour, let's see, it's Next Level Iowa. We're going to be talking about the track and field sports for a half an hour with the guys, and they'll be talking about those folks that have gone on to the next level. Welcome back to the News Hour. In studio with us is Joel Bramer. He is the owner of a place called Elite Edge Gym. It's based in Waukee. Joe is also, this is going to be really nice to him, because he's a mixed martial arts fighter who recently saw his book. The book is entitled Rapid Body Makeover, The World's Leading Experts Reveal Proven Health, Fitness, and Nutrition Secrets to help you achieve the body you've always wanted but couldn't have until now. On the day of the release, get this, that would have been September 11, the book reached the bestseller category on Amazon and soon moved to number one. Welcome to the News Hour, Joe. So good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And we're going to be nice to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
If you'll be nice to us.
Absolutely.
we're not into the
golden rule, right?
Yeah, right. About that far away, Joe. Welcome. This is an incredible story because I have some personal relationship to Elite Edge, as my wife started burpees over there some time ago. And that all resulted in some drastic changes in her health and her diet and her, how many pounds she's lost. It's been really amazing to watch. But I wanted to spend some time on this journey. MMA fighter, Elite Edge Gym book that is just selling like hotcakes. So tell us a little bit about the world of MMA.
Well,
and why?
I got involved with MMA when I was about, I think I started training martial arts, I think, when I was about 15.
Yeah.
I first started off boxing and doing all this other stuff, wrestling, boxing. I started doing jiu-jitsu in high school. And then after a little while, you know, that's back before, you know, the UFC is what it is now. And, you know, you really weren't getting paid. This is before the UFC was banned.
Sure.
And you remember, like, 1993, the UFC came out and it was on TV for a while.
Right,
and then they made it illegal and then it went away for like 8 years.
And they made it illegal for what reason?
Well, back then there was a lot less rules.
Yeah,
you could go, low blows were legal, which obviously you can't make a sport when that sort of thing's going on. It was just a lot more like it was a one period that lasted when it was over.
Wow.
Now there's rounds. You can't kick people when they're down now. They made it a lot more safe, a lot more of a sport than before, where it was kind of
just kind of cage fighting and go crazy, right?
Yeah, it was more of it was like a sanctioned street fight pretty much.
Then
so the athletic commissions shut that down. Then they came back with, you know, more rules, more safer, and you know, they added more of a sport aspect, and then, you know, Dana White bought it, and it just kind of took off after that. But I got involved with it when I was about 15. So that was after it was legal, then made illegal. And so there wasn't a whole lot of future, and it's just something I wanted to do.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm a kid. I watch too many Bruce Lee movies, so I wanted to do that. And so got into that, and then, you know, I had a regular job, and I actually was training people, doing a little personal training on the side and still doing that. And then, you know, I had some friends that had been fighting in the UFC, and so I was, you know, I trained with them, and I said, you know what, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. These guys are doing it. I'm going to do what I can. And, you know, I went and I won a Midwest Cage Championships title, and I won a Glory fighting title, and then you know, I went up and I did some fights in the UFC and some other organizations. And then kind of what happened with the whole gym thing, it actually kind of got started as an accident. I came back here. I had a fight that was outside of the UFC, and it was for this new organization, and they made a bunch of promises and a bunch of money and all kinds of things like that. So I went out to Utah, and I stayed out there for a month before the fight to get acclimated to mm-hmm. the weather and stuff. And after the fight, I was going to fly back here because I was living in San Diego at the time. I was going to fly back here to see my family. So after the fight, I I get back here and I go to cash my check from the fight and it doesn't.
Bounced.
And it bounced. So my last fight before that was UFC 114, and that was like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 months before. So it was like a 7 month gap without a paycheck.
That's not good.
That's not good. So the check bounced and I was stuck here. And, you know, by that time I really didn't have any money left. So I was here and I called up a few of my old personal training clients, mm-hmm. and I started training them again because, I mean, first I literally didn't have enough money to get a plane
ticket.
Necessity
is the mother of invention, isn't
it? That's absolutely right. So I literally didn't have enough money to get a plane ticket back
to San Diego. Yeah.
And so I called up a few training or former clients and started training them again. And then while I was here, the place I was staying at in San Diego got robbed, literally. Everything I had was gone, so I was here with just my backpack full of training stuff. And after that, and actually, this is a true story, as God is my witness, the day that all that happened, the day that I found out about that, the car I was driving, the motor in it blew up on the side of the highway.
Man, this is nothing. These are all signs. You got to stay here in Iowa, man.
That's what I thought, because now I couldn't leave. I had nothing to go back to. And within like 4 weeks of that, I had a lease signed at a place, and I was just, and that was a 5-year lease, and we started training people, and what just started as just me doing everything, and, you know, within a year I had like 2 employees, and it just kind of, by that time it was just rolling so good that I was so busy I couldn't, you know, I didn't. It's my full-time thing.
That was so much for MMA, right?
Yeah. You know, and I was involved in that world for like, you know, 8 years. Yeah. So,
you know, a final question about MMA I want to spend some time on, Elite Edge. When I watch that, and I've seen several matches, that looks mighty doggone real, as opposed to the world of professional wrestling.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, we're not talking about chairs over the back of the head, but I'm seeing real hits.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, yeah. It's the thing is I mean, there's a lot of, it's a tough sport, you know, it's really tough, and you got to put in a lot of hard work and a lot of time and effort, and you got to master, you know, boxing, jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, you got to master all those things. So it's really, you know, the guys that do it are really, really talented. It takes a lot of hard work, and I think they're very, very underpaid.
Can they make money?
They can make money. You know, nothing like, well, some guys, you know, there's guys that, you know, I don't know, I think probably average fight pay for a guy in the UFC right now is probably about $8,000 to show, $8,000 to win. Sometimes less, you know, could be $3,000. I mean, it just depends, but I think average is about $5,000 to $8,000.
And it's a lot of work to make
that is a, you know, you say you train for 4 months to make $8,000. That's, you know, what, $2,000 a month?
Yeah.
It's like what you get at McDonald's. Yeah,
exactly. So, would you like fries with that?
Yeah, exactly.
With us is Joe Bramer, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner of Elite Edge Gym in Waukee. And so I want to, let's fast forward to this world that you're in now. Not only do you have Elite Edge, you started out with probably not much of anything as far as equipment goes.
A wrestling mat. Used wrestling mat.
Yeah. And so now it's built in, and you can see from the website, you've got staff, you've got people working, you've got classes on a regular basis. But the question that I've got is there are bazillions, really. Sure. I mean, there's almost as many gyms and workout places in the Des Moines metro as there are business coaches, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
And I keep wondering, okay, how do you set yourself apart?
Well, you know, a lot of things. I mean, the first thing you have to do, if you're going to do this, you have to be able to show that what you're doing works.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing. If you go to our website, you know, we have more documented before and afters and testimonials than anybody else, you know. I think if you're going to work with somebody, whether it's a stock advisor or whatever, you want to, if somebody's going to build your deck, you want to see some work, some previous work, right? So that's one thing. But also, you know, when I started this place, to me, my vision kind of was, you know, after I was like, okay, this is going to be my full-time thing, you know, I wanted it to be like Cheers. You know, I'm a social person. Okay. I like to go and have a good time. We're not going to be giving you shots, maybe protein shots, but I want it to be like
a cheer. Place where people want to go.
Place where people want to go, a place where people know who you are, really a community and a family. Because really, it's not really like a transaction based business. It's really a relationship based business to where, you know, like I always say, anybody can make somebody tired, right? Do 50 burpees. You're going to be tired.
Right.
Anybody's going to be tired, right? So anybody can do that. Anybody can make you tired. Anybody can throw, you know, randomized programs together that do nothing but get you tired. But not anybody can make you better as an athlete, as a person, too. That's the other thing, you know. Really, it's not just a gym. It's a personal development place because we really care more as much about the people working there, who they are, as, you know, what their success is in the gym, if that makes sense. Because really, fitness, like it says in my book, you know, fitness isn't just is something that you do that makes the rest of your life better, right? You mentioned you and your wife both lost 30-some pounds. Everything else in your life is better after
everything
that,
changed.
Right? Everything changes. So that's what we really want to do. And one of the things we know, too, is if when you come there, if the experience is so enjoyable and you have so much fun, you'll stick with it. Because if it's just, you know, if we're in there like drill sergeants screaming at everybody, you know, and it's like the Army, people aren't going to want to stay there. People are forced to stay in the Army, right?
Right, right.
So we want to make it to where, yes, of course you're going to get results, but you're going to have a really good time doing it. And that way, because I always say fitness is like, you know, brushing your teeth or, you know, taking a shower. It's not just something you do, you know, once a week.
Yeah, you got to keep up. Now, and you just told me off mic that you're expanding.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're opening up a 14,000 square foot facility in Ankeny on January 1st.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this has all moved forward relatively quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be our four-year anniversary, I believe, in June.
Very good.
So,
and I want to get a word in or two about the book. Mm-hmm. This book, and it rocketed to number one on Amazon. Why? What is it in the book that makes so much sense that people ought to read it?
Well, it was me and a few other authors put it together. And one thing we did when we all met with the guy that kind of, you know, put the whole or started the whole project and got me involved, he said, you know, it has to be your best tips. It has to be your best stuff. It has to be a real value, like something that people are going to read it and, you know, hey, here's something, here's a takeaway, here's something I can go and do right now and make a change. You know, because there's a lot of books out there that, you know, talk about a lot of different things and, you know, there's a lot of fluff. Like, it's easy to fill up books with fluff.
Yeah.
So instead we said, you know, everybody's going to put in their best tips and, you know, what's going to be most effective. And I think that's why.
It's stuff that people can use.
Absolutely.
And go to work at it right away.
Yeah, and it's stuff, you know, I think it's stuff that's simple and it's stuff that, you know, you can take right away and start using it.
Yeah, none of this stuff has to be difficult.
That's right.
It really doesn't. You know, it's creating a change in lifestyle and what you eat. And we were talking again about how no amount of exercise can compensate for a lousy diet.
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah, you can't out-train a bad diet no matter what you do. You know, you can, like we said earlier, it takes 30 seconds to eat a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, how long does it take you to, you know,
to get rid of that?
To get rid of that. You know, and if you just switch those foods, like, how long does it take you to eat about a bag of broccoli?
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
All week.
Totally different. Joe Bramer, ladies and gentlemen, he is the owner of Elite Edge Gym, soon to be opened up in Ankeny. Right now, his headquarters is out of Waukee. Joe, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. My pleasure.
All right. Joe Bramer, ladies and gentlemen, what a story. And you can find his book on Amazon. Bramer is his last name. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be our friend Joe Bramer. Also, Dustin Halderson, our technical director, Monica Murray, another technical director. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks and for Joe, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live. A Des Moines Radio Group station. Okay.